Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
The Chicago Blackhawks look to end a tough week of the schedule along with a three-game losing streak tonight as they host the number one team in the Pacific Division, the Calgary Flames. The Flames are 6-3-1 in their last 10, and they look to start winning on the road, while the Blackhawks just need to get back to a winning way, regardless of the venue. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck between Taves and Backlund, and now they drop it finally, and we're underway. And Backlund scoops it back to the Calgary line. Giordano there to Brody, Calgary line, right wing side. Lindholm down top of the right circle to Giordano, deep slot to the top left circle. Goodrow back over to Lindholm. He shoots. Draw, sprawling save made by Crawford. He spread eagled in the crease without his stick and knocked it away with the glove.
And he's complaining right now about Matthew Tkachuk in front of the net there. And there might have been some goaltender interference before he made that save. And boy, he was quick to point out what Tkachuk was doing in front of the net was something he didn't like.
Elias Lindholm at center ice, right wing side. Put it in over the Hawk line. Monahan to Goudreau and a point blank shot. They score. Crawford was down in front of the initial volley, but one of the Flames on the back side of the net was able to push that over the goal line, and the Flames now lead 1-0. But here's Taves now breaking through center ice, over the Flame line, down the slide, he shoots, he scores! And the captain evens it up at one. Taves in a solo effort, bust by Hanifin down the right side into the Flame zone, and he beats Smith with a wrist shot. 1-1 the score. Keith got it back 9 seconds for the period. Quick pass up the left wing, Taves at center ice. Flipped it in over the Flame line. Down the left wing, tried to center. This tumbles in front of the net with a shot by Sato. He hit the post. And the horn sounds, ending play in period number one. Shot from the right circle in the Hawk zone. The Flames are all saying that that hit the net and bounced out. And Monahan is the one doing most of the complaining, but we'll see how it goes.
And yeah, you know what? They're going to say that this puck was in the net. You hear the horn from Toronto. Calgary Flames celebrating.
Ryan got it back, right point, moving down, drops it beside the net for Bennett. Then it tried to center, Forsling kicked it out of there. Hanifin got it back, high slot. Drops it there, Ryan closing in, fires, he scores. It's another power play goal, and Calgary now extends their lead to 3-1. Kane in the left wing corner, turns off a check there from Ryan. Lost the puck, Hamonic will slap it all the way down the ice. Crawford in the hot crease, passing on the right wing to break it, moves it over the line. Here's Straub with the backhand, he scores! Power play goal for the Hawks, Dylan Straub with his second goal since coming to Chicago. Makes it 3-2 in favor of the Flames with the Hawks coming back. To break it center ice to Kane, cutting in over the Flame line, a toe drag, trying to get a shot away, knocked away. From the left point, Keith fires it down behind the Flame net, rolls around to the right point, Forsling tried to chip it in deep. Kane's now got it at the line, to break it left circle, he fires, and that's blocked by Hamonic. To break it fires another shot from the left wing boards, and it never got through to the net, and the horn sounds.